The proposed ordinance would end the exemption that allows both senior citizens and qualified nonprofit organizations to skip paying sales tax on alcohol and tobacco purchases. Councilmember Sue Flint pushed for the change to come up for a public vote.
I think that tobacco and alcohol costs in so many ways to this community, and we spend a lot of our tax dollars on those things, and I think this is overdue.
The mayor and other councilors had a mixed reaction to the proposed change. Dan Hickman thought it singled out seniors, and he opposed it.
I think if somebody reaches the age of 65 and wants to smoke, drink, or chew, or whatever it is they do, which I'm guilty of, they have the right to kill themselves if they choose to.
Hickman also thought the change would cause confusion at the cash register, but Councillor Flint responded to Hickman's opposition.
Just a couple comments. It's real easy. There's an NT button on a cash register that says tax or no tax.
Right.
And no one's saying you can't chew or smoke or drink. It's just getting rid of a gift that the seniors have been given for a long, long time as tax-free.
Mayor Al Dwyer said he enjoyed the senior exemptions and thought he'd ultimately vote against it. City Finance Director Jody Tao said it was difficult to estimate how much additional sales tax revenue might come into city coffers with the change, but said it could be somewhere around $15,000 a year. And Petersburg Economic Development Council Coordinator Liz Cabrera said the PEDC discussed the senior tax exemption along with the potential sales tax free days that might be coming to town.
We thought it would be a really good way to offset some of the expense of having the tax free holiday. So, we're very supportive of the sales tax free holiday idea. They could really do a lot for local businesses, but we're concerned that that expense would be borne entirely by the city. And we thought this was a relatively painless way of offsetting some of that cost.
In the end, the mayor and three councilors agreed the measure should go to voters, and the ordinance passed in first reading 4-1, with Hickman voting against it. Councilors Rick Braun and Mark Jensen were not at the meeting. That measure needs two more council votes before it will be placed on the October ballot. As for the sales tax free days, that question will go to the ballot. The council approved the third reading of that ordinance 5-0. If voters approve the ballot question, future city councils will be able to declare up to 2 tax free days a year. And those tax free holidays only have 2 exemptions, sales by the city of Petersburg that are taxable and rentals that last longer than the 1-day holiday. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.